Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chumash Daf Pei Ches, and we are starting a few lines into the Amud with Halacha Beis and the Vilna Tzuris Daf. It's on Mem Ches Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue talking about Gedulei Truma. The Mishnah says Gedulei Truma that which grows from Truma that was planted has a status of Truma. However, Gedulei Gedulin, something that grows from the Gedulin of Gedulei Truma, meaning it's already third generation. In other words, the Truma was planted, whatever grew from that was taken and planted again. So this thing that grew out of that is considered Chul. Now, there's a number of different reasons given for why Gedulei Truma have the status of Truma, and according to many Mefarshim, it's because if they were Chulin, then a kohen who has Tamei Truma might hold on to it, waiting for the planting season, and accidentally come to eat it. And so therefore, by saying that Gedulei Truma are Truma, the kohen is going to burn his Tamei Truma right away, because there isn't anything to be gained by holding on to it for later, for whatever grows, is just going to be considered Tamei Truma. The Mishnah continues, Aval, however, HaTevel, if he has Tevel, which is grain that was processed to the point that it's Chayv in Truma, and then he planted it, Ma'aser Rishon, or he planted Ma'aser Rishon that didn't have Trumas Meister taken off yet, Usviche Shvias, or certain growths on Shvias that are Asr Drabanon, Uchumas Chutz La'aretz, or Truma that comes from Chutz La'aretz, which is Asr Drabanon, Bahamadoma, or when we have Truma that falls into Chulin and there's not 100 to be Mavatale, Vahabikurim, and first fruits, Gedulei and Chulin, all their Gedulim are Chulin. Furthermore, Gedulei Hektish, Meister Sheni, something that grows from Hektish that was planted, or from Meister Sheni that was planted, Chulin, it has the status of Chulin, Upaida Isan Bismadzram, and he just has to be Paida it, meaning he has to redeem the Kedusha of the Hektish or the Meister Sheni when he plants it. The Mishnah continues, Let's say he has 100 containers of Truma and just one container of Chulin, and all that was planted together, Chulin Mutar, and everything is considered Mutar, because since we have Suffolk Truma, whatever grows from here, we don't know if it's Truma, even though the majority over here is Truma, still there's some Chulin, so it's just Suffolk Truma. We're Mekel and we say that everything is Chulin. However, this is only Bedavar Shazari Kala, with something that the seed decomposes. For example, grain and beans and things like that, the seed completely decomposes in the ground, so what grows is something totally new, and that's what we're when we're dealing with something that the seed does not decompose, and we're going to see at the end of the Mishnah what that's referring to, even if it's the reverse, 100 parts that were planted over here were chulin, and one part was truma, chulin asurin, everything is asur. And it's even though, if this mixture was in a kli, we would say that it's not medoma and there's bittel, because it's 100 to 1, since this ratio is what was planted, we don't say that there's bittel with mechubber, with something attached to the ground, and therefore everything is asur. We continue, hatevel, if a person plants tevel, it has a chiv of truma, gidul of mutarin, whatever grows is mutar, and again, that's only b'davar shazari kala, was something that the seed completely decomposes, because what grows is something totally new. Pechas on base on top, al b'davar she'in zari kala, but if it was something that the seed does not decompose, gidule gidulin asurin, even that which grows from that which grew is asur, because the isur is still mixed into this. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, ezu davar she'in zari kala, what's something that's considered that it's not zari kala, it doesn't decompose? Kigan, for example, haluf, hashom, v'habitzalim. Luf is some sort of onion, shom is garlic, and betzalim is regular onions, and all these things don't decompose when they're planted. The onion that's planted stays there, and just more leaves or more layers are added on, and it grows bigger, but the original onion is still there. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hashum kisayrim, the garlic is like barley. And the Gemara is going to explain what this means. And we begin, Vitani Alo is taught on this, by Medvar Murim, when was it stated, B'davar shezari kala, al b'davar she'ein zari kala, gidule gidulin asurin. Meaning, right at the beginning of the Mishnah, when we said that gidule gidulin of truma is mutter, that's only b'davar shezari kala. But if it's b'davar she'ein zari kala, even Gidule Gidulin of Truma is Asr. Plenty of number of things we mentioned in Mishnah that the Gidulin are Mutter. Avala Tevel, we had said that when Tevel, which has a Chiv of Truma, is planted, the Gidulin are Mutter. That's because Sherubai Chulin, the majority of what's being planted here is Chulin. Yes, a small part of this technically is Truma because it has to be separated, given to the Kayin, but since the majority over here is Chulin, the Chacham were not Geyser, and they said that everything that grows is considered regular Tevel. Furthermore, we said in Ma'aser Rishon that if he planted Ma'aser Rishon, even though it didn't have Truma's Ma'aser separated, whatever grows is considered Chulin, and why is that? Shurubai Chulin, because the majority over here as well is Chulin. We had said also Sviche Shvias. These things are Asr Midrabanan Shmita. If they were planted, there is no Isser. And why is that? Shein Mitsuyin, because they're not common. These things are only found on Shmita, but not throughout the year. And even on Shmita, not everything's Asr because of Svichen. Furthermore, we had said a Trumas Chutz La'aretz. If he planted Trumas Chutz La'aretz, which is only Truma Midrabanan, whatever grows is Chulin. And why is that? Shein Mitsuya. It's the same reason, because it's not common. And we had said Valmaduma. If he planted a mixture of Truma and Chulin, where there wasn't 100 chulin to mivato the truma, whatever grows is chulin, and why is that? True by chulin, because the majority over here is chulin. And vahabikurim, if you plant the bikurim, the first fruits, whatever goes from there as well is considered chulin. That's because she'in mitzuyin. This is not common as well. There aren't so many first fruits, and therefore the chacham weren't geyser. And we continue to explain the Mishnah. Gedula hekdesh shemaaser sheni chulin. Whatever grows from hekdesh shemaaser sheni that was planted is chulin, and upay daisam is man shezaron. He just has to redeem them, meaning transfer their kedusha when he plants them. Now Rav Avoh says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, payda is kol ha'aitzer b'demei aisa saw. He redeems an entire storage house for the value of that saw. So for example, he planted one saw of hekdesh or one saw of maaser sheni, and obviously way more than a saw grew, because that's how it works. You plant a little bit and a lot grows. He doesn't have to be paida the entire thing that he has now. He only has to be paida whatever was planted, which is that saw. However, the Gemara clarifies, hifrish hektesh l'maaser sheni, there's a difference between hektesh and maaser sheni. Maaser sheni, when he planted maaser sheni, bein davar shezari kala, ubein davar shein zari kala, it doesn't make a difference if what he planted completely decomposes or doesn't decompose. Niftar has to be totally redeemed, meaning as we had just said, that saw which he planted has to be redeemed, and not more than that, not what actually grew, but only what was planted, or not garz the next two words b'shar hazoil. Ella, so where's there a difference? Davar shezari kala, if the maaser sheni that he had planted was something that completely decomposes in the ground, so then nifta b'shar harishain. That's the proper girsa. We're going to switch around these two lines, as you're going to see in a moment. It's redeemed k'shar harishain, which we'll explain. Whereas davar shein zari kala, if the maaser sheni that was planted does not decompose in the ground, so then nifta b'shar shu amid bay, he redeems it based off of the price that it is now. In other words, when he's being paid the planted maaser sheni, if it's a davar shezari kala, he's paid it based off of the original price. That's the shar harishain, meaning whatever value it was when he planted it, because afterwards it decomposed, so it can't be based off the current price. However, if it was a davar she'ein zari kala, the pidyon price is based off of its current value, because this maaser sheni that he planted is still around here somewhere. We don't know exactly where it is, because it grew much more, but it's still around here somewhere, and therefore he redeems it based off of the current price. However, hektesh, when he planted hektesh, bein davar shezari kala, bein davar she'ein zari kala, whether he planted a davar shezari kala or ein zari kala, ein loy el mekayme v'shaitoy, it's only based off of the current value that it's worth right now. So where's the nafkamina? Avol davar shezari kala. If the hektesh that he planted is something that totally decomposes, paydes kol ha'etzer b'demei aisa saw shezara. He redeems everything that he has right now, but only for the value of what he had planted. Meaning if he planted a saw of hektesh grain, and now let's say he has 10 saw of grain, because everything grew tenfold, since what he planted was a davar shezari kala, he only has to redeem that saw that he planted, but it's based off of the value that it is right now, not when he planted it. Because again, by hektesh we have this din, ein loy el makayme v'shaitai. However, if a davar she'ein zari kala, if the hektesh that he planted is something that does not decompose, paydes kol ha'etzer, he has to redeem the entire crop that he has right now. And even though he only planted a saw of hektesh, let's say as we just said, it grew tenfold, and now he has 10 saw, all of that 10 saw has to be redeemed for the current price of hektesh, because again, ein loy el makayme v'shaitai. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.